What is up, memers and beamers? We're back again. We're back with another video after what, a year and a half, maybe?
It's been too
Something
long.
Like that. It has been too long. Well, we're back, and we're just at the right time. There's a loaded free agent class coming up, and we're here to give you your opinions on where everyone will sign.
Our true statements on where we actually think they're going to end up.
Yes, and we're not insiders, so yeah, but... believe us! Okay, and maybe when Jacob says someone's going to the Dodgers, don't believe him because he's a Dodgers bandwagon.
They're all going to the Dodgers, let's be honest.
Yeah, true. Correa, Simeon, Scherzer all signed to the Dodgers for 1 year, $1 million deal. Absolute steal.
No. Correa signing 1 year.
Yeah, wait, don't spoil it. Okay, we're going back to... let's do it. Jump right in. My number one free agent on my list is Carlos Correa. Where is he on your list, Jacob?
He is my number three.
Where is he signing for you?
Los Angeles Dodgers.
And I know he's capping.
Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. I agree. Detroit Tigers, AJ Hinch, massive deal. I think they got the cap space. They got a young core. They need a star to build around. They just signed E-Rod, and they traded for Tucker Barnhart, two-time glove winner. Know what you're getting there, I think. Jacob, you were a Reds fan. What can you say about Tucker Barnhart?
Tucker Barnhart's a solid catcher. You know, when you trade for him, you know what you're getting.
I agree. Maybe a little bit on the offensive side, but also plays good defense. So for a catcher, that's basically what you want.
Go over it. What do you not get?
I know. Okay, but Correa to the Tigers. Number two on my list is Marcus Semien. Where do you have Marcus Semien?
Number two.
I agree. I don't know if he goes back to the Blue Jays, but... I do not know where Marcus Semien's going to go. Where do you think Marcus Semien will go?
Blue Jays, 3-year deal, $125 million.
I could see that. He wants $100 million, $125 might be a little much.
For 3 years, that's...
No, that's not. He wants 6 years for, like... He wants 6 years for $200, which is a lot.
I think the Blue Jays will give it to him, I think.
That's $41 million per year.
Yeah, I know. That's a shit ton.
I know, it's a lot. Okay. I don't know where he's signing. I just say White Sox for no reason. So, go White Sox. Scherzer is my number three. Where do you have Max Scherzer on your list, buddy?
I have him as my number four.
And this is the one time we're going to agree that someone's going to go to the Dodgers.
Dodgers!
Sure! Okay. What are your reasons? His suitors on the rumors are reportedly... this is big. Mike Scherzer will sign me for the deadline, which is... No, not the deadline. The CBA lockout, which is on Wednesday. So expect Mike Scherzer to sign before Wednesday. His potential signees are the Giants, the Dodgers, the Mets, or the Angels. And the Mets are pursuing him hard, but I do believe it'd be hard to take him from the West Coast. They have money. It's fine. Steve Cohen's got money. I say he goes back to the Dodgers. He fit so well last season. Jacob, you're a Dodgers fan. Give us some more insight.
Well, Max Scherzer was our king, especially because Kershaw was out for the postseason.
I agree. Kershaw, we'll get to Kershaw later. But he just felt like a glove. They started him in the wild card game. By the way, Dodgers should not have been in that wild card game. Fix the postseason, MLB. But still.
And here's the thing. MLB, please fix the postseason.
Yep.
Because the Dodgers should have won the division.
Okay, no, they shouldn't have won the division. They shouldn't have won the division. That's not what I'm saying. Because they did it. Fix the game. Okay. Scherzer back to the Dodgers. Number four, I have Corey Seager. Where do you have Corey Seager?
Like,
you have... Shut up. Okay. I take it you don't want Corey Seager back on the Dodgers.
Heck no. Okay. I want Trey Turner back there.
No, true. Trey Turner. But for Corey Seager...
He has the leadership, but he doesn't have the experience.
For Corey Seager? Does have leadership, and he does have
Rangers.
Experience.
I have Rangers.
Rangers? You think he's going to play with Kyle Seager, don't you?
Yeah.
Not happening. I think Corey Seager's going to the Yankees, going to get paid. He's going to be the big lefty bat that they always need. Yes, yes.
For the record, they had Joey Gallo.
Whatever. They still have Joey Gallo, I think.
Again, yeah, Jerry's gonna
I you know what? I still think he signs there. The Gleyber Torres is not good. I said they might trade Gleyber Torres.
Oh, they have Gio at short.
He's at third base. He's their third baseman.
Let's go, Gio.
I love Gio, bro. When he was with the Indians, he had such good defense, but he could not hit a home run. Remember the one time he hit a home run? It was awesome.
Wait, you're an Indians fan?
Shut up. Guardians, whatever. Keep forgetting.
Someone's a bit toxic about the way their season ended up.
Whatever. Whatever. You know what? I didn't expect us to do anything, honestly. Our best. I mean, Jose was a beast. Kind of unfortunate.
Speaking of Jose,
Beaver got hurt. Nope. I'm not burning my Jose jersey.
Jose gets traded, I'm
not. Not happening. Okay, whatever. We're going number five. Baez. Red Sox.
You have Baez on your top 10.
No, Mets. What am I saying? Yes, Baez going to the Mets. They need him. Imagine this infield. Alonso at first. McCann catching. Did that count? Is catcher an infield? I'm just drawing a blank. Okay. McCann catching. First base. Pete Alonso. You got Baez at second. Lindor at short. And Eduardo Escobar third, and I'm just going to keep going. Mark Canna, Nimmo, and Marte in the outfield. That is it's a good lineup. It's obvious. I don't even think they're going to be the best. They're not going to be the best at the NL East, even. They need pitching. But Baez, back to the Mets, the only place he said he'll play second base is with Lindor. So, Mets.
He goes to the Yankees.
Don't even talk about that. Don't. No.
I have a new prediction. Baez does not get signed at all this entire
Oh, wow, Jacob. That's a prediction and a half. Nice. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, where do you have Baez, though? He's number five for me. I swear, if you go in the negatives.
20?
Okay, whatever. Kevin Gausman. I have him 6. Hot take.
San Diego?
They're not even in the conversation, Jacob. He doesn't want to go there. But just because he's a pitcher doesn't mean he's gonna go to San Diego.
Speaking of the Braves.
No one was talking about the Braves. That was the worst transition of all time.
Ronald Acuña is back throwing. I've seen on his Instagram stories from 2 hours ago. He's been throwing. It looks like he's been throwing dimes as well.
What are you talking about? Like at all?
Ronald Acuña has been thrown again.
Oh, nice. Good for him. But, okay, we're talking about Kevin Gausman, though. I think Kevin Gausman goes to the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Where do you think?
They're in
the mix of 5 teams. They got the Mariners, Angels, Giants, Mets, and Blue Jays want Kevin Gausman. Where do you say Kevin Gausman goes? Mets?
He's not going there.
Where do you think he's going? Oh, San Diego, right. He's not going to San Diego. Not going to San Diego. Lol. So number 7. Never mind. Number 7.
Who's number 7?
I got Corey Seager for the second time, and that makes no sense. I'm gonna go Robbie Ray. Angels. New 20 minutes ago, there's a new report that the Angels are rumored. They need pitching. They need Robbie Ray. Angels. And they're not afraid to spend money on risky options. So.
Dodgers.
Bro, stop! I will delete you from this podcast.
Actually, you can't, but whatever.
True, whatever. Not, he's not going to Dodgers. Biased much? Lol.
I say Dodgers because, well, Dodgers have money and they're burning to spend it, so.
Who doesn't have. Bro, you know how many teams have money? I don't even think the Dodgers have that much money. Whatever. Okay. This is falling apart.
Dodgers?
Yes. Number 8, before Jacob kills me. Number 8, I got Chris Bryant, Mariners. He's not going to sign before the CBA, so because his agent, Scott Boras, likes to drag things out. But Mariners, those are the only team rumored for him right now. But they could use him at third base. They needed, at the beginning of the offseason, they needed a solid infielder and a big bat. And they got Adam Frazier. He's the solid infielder. He's a solid hitter, he's an all-around player, and they need the big bat, which is, you know, that's Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant to the Mariners.
I agree.
What?
I said I agree.
Okay, cool. That's a first. Not number 9. Wait, did you say Atlanta?
No.
Okay. Number 9. Sheesh. Number 9, I got Castellanos. Marlins, that's
one
easy.
You haven't mentioned Freddie Freeman on your
top. No, but it's so easy. We know Freddie Freeman's going to the Braves. We know it.
Yeah, but he's my number one because he's kind of.
I know. I just left him on the list because he's like. I like am 99% sure he's going to the Braves. I could not imagine him anywhere else. I think he's a class act. He's not gonna. I don't think he's gonna leave his team. They drafted him. They've stuck by him. They got a good team, young team, kind of. Not a young team, but they got a good team. Good pitching, good hitting, all around good team, and they just want a World Series. Come on, how can he leave that? Unless he wants money, then I guess. Number 10. I got Chris Bryant. Nope, I already said that. Number 10, I got Trevor Story when I have him going to the Texas Rangers. He's number 5 for you? He had such a bad season.
Yeah, but he has a high war.
Whatever. Is that a career war? Well, he plays for the Rockies, so. Sheesh.
I think he might stick with the Rockies, actually, with the way.
You think he'll stick with the Rockies? He wanted a trade. He requested a trade. There's no shot.
He's going to go to the Cardinals and meet up with Nolan.
What?
Don't they have Tommy Edman or something?
Yeah, it's just Tommy, though. They can get rid of Tommy.
No, he's Jacob's bro.
Tommy's an outfielder.
Oh, my bad. Wait, let me. Who is their second baseman right now?
No, dude. They
a shortstop. I'm sorry.
Then they get rid of the.
Messed up. Yeah, you're right. They could use a second baseman. I like Tommy Edman, though, honestly.
Shortstop is what he is, Logan.
I like Tommy Edman. I said what I said.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's a shortstop.
Yeah. You ever think about that?
Well, Trevor Story is a shortstop, so that works out.
Yeah.
So.
Let's move on.
Okay. Let's just go to 15 here. Number 11, I got Marcus Stroman.
Who?
Marcus Stroman. I don't think he's going back to New York, honestly.
Stroman.
Marcus Stroman.
I feel like he's going to have a reunion nightmare with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I can actually see that. I can see that. I know he's, like, tweeted out something about New York, not liking it, but. I'd say New York. They need pitching. He's fits the bill. He's like a Kevin Gausman type guy, I think, in my opinion. Okay, I don't even know what you just said. Number 12, Kyle Schwarber, Red Sox. That's easy.
Yeah.
It's such a good fit. 13, Carlos Rodon.
Oh, easily.
Easily what? Carlos Rodon.
Carlos.
Where's he going?
Going anywhere.
He's staying with the Sox?
Yeah. Offer him the money, and he's going to stay there.
I don't know, man. The only thing we know is that he's seeking kind of a lot of money, I think. So.
Well, the White Sox just got a bunch of money recently, and I feel like they're going
to
use it.
Wait, they did? When?
Well, they always have a bunch of money. They have a big owner, but with them losing him, they have enough money to re-sign him.
All right. After this, there's not a whole lot of rumors on anyone, so I'm just going to stop it right there. And let's just talk about, what's been happening. Let's talk about the Angels.
They're going for
playoffs. Always are. Seems like they throw a lot of money around. But sign Noah Syndergaard. I think they need a better arm than that. Syndergaard he's pitched like three innings
like
in two seasons.
They do
need a max. He's in the conversation with them. The Angels, all the top pitchers have been rumored with the Angels, it seems like. They signed Aaron Loop. Good. They're copping all the Mets pitchers. They just signed Loop as well, which is actually a big blow to the Mets. He was a really solid guy for them. Really good. But they need more, honestly. I think they need some secondary scoring.
They do, but
secondary scoring-wise, I don't know. Seems like they're just going for. They can't rely on Trout and Shohei all the time.
They really can't because Shohei isn't really a good pitcher.
What?
He isn't really a good pitcher.
He is a good pitcher. He's their ace. They need scoring.
He had a couple good outings, but he's.
A couple good outings? He made the MLB first team as a pitcher.
No, he made it as a.
Alright, whatever. Let's go over the transactions that have already happened. Syndergaard to the Angels, 1 year, $21 million. I mean, it's low risk. It's a 1 year deal. So the White Sox signed Kendall Graveman. I do like that. The White Sox with
why they need
everyone needs bullpen. I swear, except the Dodgers.
True. That isn't salty. We just lost half our bullpen. Okay.
No, whatever. Kendall Graveman. He was one of the best relief pitchers in the league. Obviously, went from the Mariners to the Astros. He was a good piece for that run. Verlander re-signed with the Astros. Not really surprised. Rodriguez to the Tigers. I feel like that's more of a statement move, honestly. The Rodriguez to the Tigers. That's a statement move.
Oh, yeah. That was a big statement.
Steven Matz to the Cardinals. I feel like that was just to tick off Steve Cohen. But Belt and DeSclafani signed with San Francisco, getting back their pieces for that huge season. Tyler Wade and Frazier were waived along with Odor. I mean, do with that what you will.
That was just interesting.
Wade was signed with the Angels. Don't know why they dropped Wade, honestly. But Waka signed with the Red Sox, 1-year deal. Not the stud they were looking for. He had a bad season. But, yeah, it's good. We'll take it. Escobar with the Mets. I feel like they got a steal there. He can play second. He can play third. That does leave the Baez option open.
Michael Walker to the Red Sox.
Michael Walker to the... Yeah, we just said that.
Oh, I'm
done. But Escobar, that's a good move. Obviously, he's not going to be the huge difference makers Mets fans were hoping for, but he's still a solid piece, and I feel like they got to steal. Mets fans want everything.
Mets fans don't have any life.
Whoa, what? Too far. Really Barnhart to Tigers, you know what? Whatever. Luplo traded to the D-back. Whatever. Buddy! Buddy! That is false! I'm not even going to talk about that. Whatever. I'm not a Mets fan. I'm a Guardians fan. Luplow to D-backs. He's a really solid left-handed hitter. Like, but against righties, he struggles. Jose Quintana and Yoshi Sugo to the Pirates. You know, it is what it is. Heaney to Dodgers. The worst pitcher in the AL is on the Dodgers. How do you feel about this? Andrew Heaney. Andrew Heaney. 8.5 mil a year for Andrew Heaney after that year he had. Whatever. Wait, what was that?
We got him so we
could
trade him to the Guardians.
Okay. Adam Frazier traded to the Mariners. I think that's a step forward for them, honestly.
That's a big move, honestly.
How? You know what? It is. It is. He was so bad in San Diego, though. Like, he was awful. Kluber to the Rays. Kluber to the Rays. Rays are known for just refacilitating and, like, reviving players' careers. So, you never know when they sign someone. He could be a Cy Young winner. Yimi Garcia to the Blue Jays, 2 years, $11 million, low risk, good bullpen piece.
Glasnow?
I think he is the future of the Rays. Like, he's a Pirates pitcher. That is good. That is a common formula in the MLB. Like, or maybe that was Yarbrough. I think that was Glasnow.
I agree with that one, Logan.
Yeah, but he got hurt. He was pitching very well. Sad that he had to undergo Tommy John. Bro, everyone except Jacob DeGrom was pitching, because if DeGrom was cheating, he'd be throwing 150.
Oh,
his fastball would curve. I mean, DeGrom is just on another level. He doesn't need to cheat. He's a freak of nature. He's a stud. Stud muffin. If he can stay healthy, my god. Any other notes? I think that's just about it for today. Oh, opinions on the new Guardians logo. Jacob, this is a big... No? You don't like it? I love it. I love it. It's beautiful. It's better than the Block C. It's better than the Block C, bud, at least. And now we're not confused with the roller derby.
Block C was good.
Whatever. Okay. Well, I think that's about it for... Whatever. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. Okay, we're just gonna stop it right here before Jacob loses his beans. Alright, thank you for watching this episode of Baseball Geeks Podcast. You can hear Jacob raging in the background. And we will see you next time on Baseball Geeks Podcast. Goodbye.